This is Dr. Ina Gould dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Reina Herrera. Date of birth, April 19, 1957. Case ID number 4193117. Date of examination, August 25, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Arrasto Canales, dated 3/28/22. Identifying information. This is a 64-year-old married female with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of a heart condition. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was on March 12, 2022, where she used to be a fruit packer for 45 years. During that time, she worked 10 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She states that she was a migrant worker, and sometimes it was seasonal. She is presently not on disability at this time. The claimant lives in a house with her husband, who is retired. Allegations number one, heart condition. History of allegations, heart condition. The claimant states that on March 2022, she presented herself to McAllen Heart Hospital secondary to feeling very ill. She was hospitalized for 6 days, and a pacemaker was placed secondary to her having a heart rate of 30. The character of her pain is a pressure pain located on the left chest area that does not radiate to any other part of her body. She states that the chest pain can sometimes last all day long, and she has the chest pain at least once per week. The discomfort is precipitated by any kind of exertion, sometimes at rest, and sometimes if she eats too fast. Her chest pain is relieved by resting and taking her medications. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, and dizziness. She denies any nausea or vomiting. Her risk factors include hypertension, and menopause. She states she does not have diabetes mellitus, no family history of heart disease, she doesn't smoke, or have any kind of high cholesterol. The claimant also denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. She has been diagnosed with congestive heart failure with shortness of breath, and she has apnea and has to sleep with 2 pillows at night. Her physician at this time is Dr. Taylor and Dr. Castro. She was diagnosed with bradycardia, and a pacemaker was placed secondary to a heart rate of being at 30. She was also diagnosed with mild congestive heart failure with cardiomegaly. Joint pain. The claimant states that she also suffers from osteoarthritis and has symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 2 hours, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to climb the stairs, secondary to shortness of breath. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to use a coffee cup, sometimes open up a jar top, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 1 pound above her head. She is unable to write or use a skillet at this time. She has no assisted devices that she uses at this time, and her physician is Dr. Arasto Canales. She takes ibuprofen 200 milligrams QD, PRN for pain, which does give her relief. And she states the only other physical activity she does is walking outside the house. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, occasionally making some kind of food, comma, and walking outside the house. She does no housework, and she has family members doing the laundry. Family history. Her father's 99, died at the age of 99 from a motor vehicle accident. He was in good health until that time. The mother died at the age of 78 from cancer of the stomach, and she also had diabetes mellitus. Medications. Lisinopril 20 milligrams QD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, vitamin D3, Q-Week, ibuprofen 200 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, bradycardia, comma, cardiomegaly, comma, mild congestive heart failure, comma, major surgeries, history of a pacemaker placed in her left upper chest area. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history, smoking, alcohol. The claimant states that she drinks socially beer and wine. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, height 5 feet, 1.5 inches, weight 162 pounds, BP 134 over 66 mmHg, heart rate 80 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 30. General, this is a 64-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to the third sentence in H-E-E-N-T? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, but she appears to have a mild cataract formation. The claimant states that she did have already bilateral cataract removal, but this might be appears to be a mild reforming of cataracts. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does not wear corrected glasses at this time. Could you drop down to cardiovascular after the last sentence? There is a 4-centimeter scar in the left upper chest area where a pacemaker was placed. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but was not oriented x3 but had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and she was not oriented to time, but was to place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and slightly unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had multiple palpable muscle spasms throughout her body, as well as tenderness in her shoulders and leg area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion. Of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, but normal in the lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees and bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table but with some difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate, except with some slowness and hesitancy. The claimant could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. However, a cane would be good for support. Neurologic exam. Grip strength is +3/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch. Pinprick and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have multiple muscle spasms of the upper and lower extremities. Muscle strength was +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and some limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to generalized weakness and spasms of the body. Probable diagnoses, heart conditions secondary to bradycardia with a pacemaker placed. The claimant's physical exam appears to be normal at this time, with a heart rate of 80 beats per minute. She does have generalized weakness and mild decreased cognitive function. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Reina Herrera.